USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The President and First Lady will visit Buffalo on Tuesday to meet with the families of the victims in Saturday's racially motivated mass shooting. All 10 of the people killed in the attack were black. Officials have confirmed that the suspect was in the area in March. They also said the suspect planned to continue shooting people if he had eluded police. The shooting is being investigated as a hate crime. Authorities in Orange County, California say hate was a motivating factor in a shooting at a Taiwanese church on Sunday. Investigators say David Chow superglued the locks and opened fire. Sheriff Don Barnes say Dr. John Cheng tackled Chow and the other parishioners were able to subdue Chow and tie him up.
Dr. Cheng is a hero in this incident. Based on statements from the witnesses and corroborated by other means,
Chow was the only one killed in the attack. Five others were wounded. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.